Hey humans, I'm Michael Liersch, and this is the About Money podcast, presented by Wells Fargo. I'm a behavioral scientist who loves openly discussing money to help humans better understand their money behaviors. By understanding our money behaviors, we all have the opportunity to make better money decisions. We're going to have a lot of fun together and start our first season with money taboos. For many of us, money was and still is a taboo topic to openly discuss. The question is, why? We're going to address those taboos head on and break through money silence so we can all get closer to our money goals. In this episode, we're going to ask ourselves, how do I actively seek out money information? So when it comes to seeking out money information, a lot of times people go to the tool or the product or the solution, and they, you know, use Google, whatever it is, and start there. What's a 401k? What's an IRA? What's an ETF? What's a mutual fund? That's fine. I'm not saying that's a bad place to start, but I would encourage you to start in a different place, which is really being introspective before you seek out that money information and define the jobs you want money to do for you first. And so that could be buying a home, buying a car, going to school. That could be providing for your lifestyle when you're no longer working. It could be really supporting a business or buying a business. It could be doing any number of things in your financial life. So define that first, or those things first, before going out and seeking the tools and the resources that would get those jobs done. Because getting that information out of context can sometimes be a bit misleading and frankly, a bit overwhelming and make you so uncomfortable that you just stop engaging in it. And what I mean by that is oftentimes when you look up the financial tool or instrument, it feels really complicated. And that can lead to a level of discomfort that goes to emotional place where you may feel embarrassed, or you may feel like, oh, I should have known this. I can't believe that I don't understand this. And that's just really not a productive place to be, because there's a level of discomfort that's positive and a level of discomfort that's not. So starting with those jobs can help contextualize the information you really need to seek out and help you delve into it so it's super purpose-driven, so that you're uncomfortable, but that you're okay with feeling that way, at least for the moment, until you learn more, because you know what's going to get this job done that matters to you, that's meaningful to you or to your family, so it's worth it. What I'd also suggest is you don't try to get it all done at once. When you seek out money information, a lot of times people read gigantic books or they feel like it's a project. As you lay out the jobs you want your money to do for you, I'd really prioritize what's most important. What's most important, not necessarily in the future, but especially if you're just getting started, what's most important right now? What do you need to get done right now to make sure you're going to be okay? And so that might be paying off debt, or that might be actually engaging in borrowing. That might be something like, let's say, building up an emergency fund. It could be giving money to a child or a grandchild in a trust. So these jobs that you want to get done, you know, prioritize what's most tactically important now so that you feel really motivated to learn about it and get it done in a quick time frame. Because the more distant it is, oftentimes the more we'll procrastinate and put it off, because again, who wants to feel uncomfortable? That's not necessarily a normal human trait. And in fact, there's a lot of research around that. There's something called confirmation bias, where people actually seek out information and ideas that make them feel comfortable, that make them feel aligned with themselves and others. So you're really going to have to push yourself to get uncomfortable, which is totally normal when it comes to money information, especially as you're first learning about it. The fun part about that is that as you become more familiar with these money concepts, that feeling of discomfort will decrease. And in fact, you'll feel better and better and better about engaging in whatever those solutions are to get your jobs done. And hopefully, what you will do is share it with others. So here's the specific action I would like you to take next. I want you, after you've laid out some of those jobs you want your money to do for you, after you've prioritized and said, well, here's the thing I want to tackle first, I want you to go seek out that information, and I want you to intentionally seek it out and feel excited about getting out of your comfort zone. So make sure that that information you're seeking out isn't something you already know about, that you're super familiar with. Kind of have fun with it. Say, I'm going to do this and feel super uncomfortable because I know nothing about this. And as you seek out that information, don't hide behind Google or hide behind a book or hide behind information that you're studying on your own. I'd also encourage you to access another human being. And who that human being is super important. And here's why. There's research that suggests that people, especially because they don't want to burden others with their discomfort or information that they don't know, they access people that are actually, let's call it, almost strangers or people who are incidental to their close networks. And what I mean by incidental is those are people you might interact with every once in a while rather than often. So you don't really know if you can trust them. So try to avoid doing that if you can. And instead, in the spirit of being excited about getting uncomfortable, really access a very close, trusted partner. And remember, it's okay if it's uncomfortable for them too at first. And if they feel like maybe this conversation is something you've never had before, test and learn. See what works, what doesn't work with that trusted person, that trusted collaborator, that trusted partner. Ask them what they know. Perhaps they know more than you do, which would be great. Perhaps they know less than you do, which would be great as well because you can help them. And start that information flow. And once you get started, I think you might be surprised about how exciting it is to not only do it on your own, but learn from someone else about what they know and what they don't know, meaning you can actively seek out money information with another human being and discuss what's important about that and what are the right decisions to make to get the jobs done in the context of your financial life or your financial lives together, if that's the circumstance or situation with that trusted collaborator. So with that, I wish you the best of luck on getting uncomfortable when it comes out to seeking money information. And I hope that you listen to our other episodes soon. That was it for this episode of the About Money podcast. Please email us with ideas or topics that you'd like us to address at aboutmoney@wellsfargo.com. And if you really liked the episode, share it with your family, friends, or anyone who listens to podcasts. Wells Fargo About Money is produced by Wells Fargo. I'm Michael Liersch, asking you to talk about money today.
This information is provided for educational and illustrative purposes only. Investments and insurance products are not insured by the FDIC or any other federal government agency, are not a deposit of or guaranteed by a bank or any bank affiliate, may lose value. Wells Fargo Private Bank provides products and services through Wells Fargo Bank N.A. and its various affiliates and subsidiaries. Wells Fargo Bank N.A. is a bank affiliate of Wells Fargo & Company. Brokerage services are offered through Wells Fargo Advisors. Wells Fargo Advisors is a trade name used by Wells Fargo Clearing Services, LLC, and Wells Fargo Advisors Financial Network, LLC. Members SIPC, separate registered broker-dealers and non-bank affiliates of Wells Fargo & Company. Wells Fargo Bank N.A. offers various advisory and fiduciary products and services, including discretionary portfolio management. Wells Fargo affiliates, including financial advisors of Wells Fargo Advisors, a separate non-bank affiliate, may be paid an ongoing or one-time referral fee in relation to clients referred to the bank. The bank is responsible for the day-to-day management of the account and for providing investment advice, investment management services, and wealth management services to clients. The role of the financial advisor with respect to bank products and services is limited to referral and relationship management services. Copyright 2021, Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., all rights reserved, NMLSR ID 399801, Equal Housing Lender.